617. Your coronavirus questions presented by COVIDClinic.org. With us again today, Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hertz, welcome again. Good afternoon. Now, health officials are urging people to do their part to stop the coronavirus's uncontrolled spread. They're telling people just don't share the air. How serious of a problem are you guys anticipating here?
Well, it's as worst as we've ever seen it. You know, on the front lines, I can tell you we're working overtime every day. We're seeing cases in terms of numbers that we've never seen before, even from the early days of the pandemic when we thought it was really bad, working 7 days a week trying to keep people, you know, out of the hospital. So this is very contagious, more so than we saw even in the early stages of what we thought was the worst pandemic in 100 years. Now it's sort of much worse in this third wave.
So there are those who are not following some of the guidelines that are out there. There are some of us who are. So in the I am doing what I think I can do and what I can manage, I'm doing my best crowd, let's talk to them for a second, because they look at the health officials who are saying, well, we're running out of ways to say how bad this is, number one. And then they look at the airport and they're seeing a bunch of people still traveling. So what are the rest of us to do? Is this a situation that, you know, as we go into the next month, you start cutting back on things that you were doing that you did deem safe because the rates are just that high?
Yes, because now there are so many people that are surrounding you when you're going out that may have COVID, don't know it yet, haven't been tested, can't get a test, or waiting for a test to come back. And because it appears to be, as we've talked about in this program, you know, in the summer, I was noticing that it was becoming far more contagious, not necessarily more virulent, more deadly, but definitely more contagious back then. We're seeing that explosion happening today. What people have to understand, and we've, you know, emphasize this, and it's important for people to follow this advice. You have to upgrade your PPE. If you're going outside, if you're going outside of your bubble, you can't go out in just a plain cloth mask or face covering and pretend that you are going to be protected. You've got to upgrade to an N95 mask or a DIY N95 mask, which is really easy to make at home, you know, with two cloth masks, and in between you put a dry baby wipe or some sterile medical grade fiber wrap in between, and you press that to your face. I see a lot of people out and about, both coming into my office and when I'm out, not wearing masks properly. They've got to be pressed to your face, almost uncomfortably so. When I've got mine on, you know, it leaves bruises and marks at the end of the day, and that's what you need to see on your own face if you're wearing that mask properly. Also, you need to go into places that are clearing the air for you with, you know, industrial air scrubbers.
So we should just assume, doctor, at this point that, hey, we're at risk anytime we leave our homes at this point.
You are, and that's what I'm seeing. People now, when they're coming into my office with COVID or suspected COVID, they have no idea where they got it. They're, like you guys, following the rules, trying to be careful, wearing what the government says is appropriate face wear, which we've talked about is my opinion, you know, not the case. They're washing their hands. They're keeping within their bubble. And still, COVID is finding its way into their lives. This is, you know, so far out of control that you can't be sure where it's coming from. But if you put on the right PPE and you clear the air both in your home and when you are in a retail space or an inside environment, you're going to be okay. This is not something that you would find unavoidable. You can avoid it by following these upgraded instructions. The instructions that our leaders are giving us really are inadequate, and that, I think, is what's caused this thing to go out of control, is that people who are doing the right thing or they think they're doing the right thing are really not upgrading their PPE, upgrading their awareness sufficiently, because now it's everywhere.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine there in Tarzana. Dr. Hertz, thank you.